What do you have on a table to season food with?
Condiments of various kinds. Maybe salt, or pepper, lemon salt, lemon pepper, garlic, onion. Almost anything now that the flavor.
There is a bowl of fruit of oranges, peaches, and apples. Someone offers you a peach, and you say, "No, please give me what or what?"
An apple, or grape, or banana.
And I have oranges and peaches and
oranges
apples.
And peaches and apples, I guess. So.
And someone offers you a peach, you say, "No, I want
I prefer the apple or the orange.
It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of...
those.
He doesn't live here. He lives...
there.
If it's a little greater distance, you would say he lives...
a distance away, down the... maybe you would estimate the yardage or feet, if it comes in a category of blocks, as the case may be.
You just said down. How do you use that? Do you think north and south?
Well, I was about to say, if it's down, then you're looking, depending on where you are, it may be up or down or over, across, as the case may be. And referring to up, we usually think in terms of the distance that has a hill to the north. It could be to the south either, but it'd still be up. But it just depends upon topography with me, because I don't know.
It does with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I know it's over, for instance, a good many people say, "Are you going to Little Rock?" I said, most of the people say, "Are you going down to Little Rock?" And I said, "I'm going over to Little Rock." And they say, "You going up to Nashville?" I said, "No, I'm going over to Nashville." I mean, this is just the way I refer to it, because to me, it isn't up anywhere, it's just over there. Because you have to incline and then you go down into Nashville, because it's very definitely in the valley.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it that way.
Do it this way.
Mm-hmm. When someone speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat?
Pardon, most of the time. Or beg your pardon.
If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have to worry. But life can be hard on a man who is...
poor, particularly, like myself.
If you have a lot of fruit trees, you would have...
an orchard, yes.
And if it was yours, you would be the...
owner or the caretaker.
When you were a child, your father was a plasterer, but next door was a child. What father was?
It was a brick mason.
And, okay, the next door was a child, blank father was a brick mason.
Whose father was?
Inside a cherry, the part you don't eat is the...
core, call it. It's a shell, and we call it the seed. It really is a seed, really, maybe another name for it, but it's a seed, what I'm saying.
Inside a peach?
Also, it's a seed.
What do you call a kind of peach where the flesh is real tight against the seed?
Real tight? A nectarine, something of that sort, or? For the most part, if it's very tight, it really isn't ripe. It's a green. It's a green piece of fruit. Mm-hmm. It isn't that
good. Have you ever seen peaches where the seed just kind of comes right out when you cut it?
Yes. Well, that's when it's particularly ripe, and maybe the temperature has something to do with that. I don't know. Atmospheric pressure. I don't really...